Those last few hours at work can drag on.
Hurry up!
Lucky for you, those afternoon blues are over. Phil Bonatti is taking you home. Time flies when we are having fun. So it's time to get behind the bench.
Happy Thursday and welcome to Behind the Bench, brought to you by Helena Agri. I'm Stephen Rice, filling in for Phil Bonatti, and we are here at Fashion Furniture, coming to you today and always from Fashion Furniture since 1960, Fresno's largest locally family-owned furniture store, and steps away from Fresno's premium mattress store, Sleep Retreat, with brands like Tempur-Pedic and Stearns and Foster. Come by and say hi. They will take care of you and your family, whether it's the need for a mattress with an adjustable base or premium furniture from FlexSteel, Omna, or Jonathan Lewis. And we are so happy to be with you this Thursday, your Valley local sports leader. Make sure you guys are downloading the app. It's super easy to follow, the 1430 ESPN app. Make sure you're downloading it so you get all your news. A lot of news happening over the past hour or so, including Tony Bennett retiring from Virginia basketball just 3 weeks before their season kicks off. Of course, a national champion in Tony Bennett. But boy, we have a great show for you. And of course, we're here at Fashion Furniture. What a beautiful day outside. It is absolutely perfect in here. And we want you guys to come on down, check us out, as we have a great show for you. A big thank you to Tony D and Sportsline bringing us all the way here. Hour one of two, we will take you all the way to 5 p.m. as we get set for Thursday night football between the Denver Broncos and New Orleans Saints. I'm from Colorado, so I'm a big Broncos fan, but there are a lot of players not playing. We will talk about that a little bit later, so that will be effect. We'll also see if Jake Haener will get some time at QB for the Saints today, as Derek Carr missing another game. A lot of receivers out as well for New Orleans, and the top DB for Denver is out as well. 37.5 was the over-under line for scoring today, so we'll see if that ends up being the case. We also are in the Yankees and Guardians. They are going on as we speak as well. In Game 3, the Yankees are commanding 2-0 series lead. We will keep you updated with that game as well. That's over on 790 ESPN. And then after that game finishes, it'll be the Sharks and the Blackhawks. The Sharks looking for their first win here in 2024. It's been a very tough season so far after a very tough loss to the Stars just a couple nights ago in a shootout. Hopefully the Sharks will find a way against the Blackhawks. That will be at 5:30 p.m. And of course, the rest of the weekend, tons of action, and we're getting set for a lot of high school sports. That's right, Friday night action happening, a lot of great games. The big one that is happening on 1430 ESPN will be at 6:45 p.m., Clovis versus Clovis East. But we do have special guests here that we'll bring on in a little bit that will talk more athletics, including probably the hottest football team in Fresno right now that nobody is talking about. That is right, Sunnyside has won a couple games in a row. We will have a very special guest as well to talk more about what's going on over at Sunnyside. There's a big race also tomorrow as well. We want you guys to be a part of the fun. So make sure you guys are downloading the app, making sure you guys are tuning in. And if you want to come say hi, we're here at Fashion Furniture all the way until 5 p.m. for the Broncos and Saints. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited to bring in the action. But let's go through yesterday. We had a lot of great games going on around, not only for college football, for NFL, but Major League Baseball is the big one. The Dodgers and the Mets from Queens, Game 3 last night. Of course, the Dodgers and Mets getting ready today as well. But in Game 3, the Dodgers win 8-0, another shutout win for Los Angeles. They now hold a 2-1 series lead. And of course, the Dodgers had the lead for the majority of the game, actually throughout the whole game. But a couple late home runs, including Shohei Ohtani hitting a big home run. The question is, did it stay fair? I didn't think so. The ball still has not landed. It might be out in the Atlantic Ocean at this point. But Shohei Ohtani, a big home run for him. A three-run shot as the Dodgers hold on to beat the Mets 8-0. Can the Mets find a way to bounce back in Game 4? That is today on as well. So make sure you guys are tuning in for that one. It is the Dodgers and Mets. And, of course, Game 5 will be on 790 ESPN tomorrow at 2 p.m. So make sure you guys are ready to go for that one as we get set for baseball all around. Last night, though, was a lot of fun. Dodgers and Mets, Kike Hernandez had a big home run in the sixth inning, his 15th career postseason home run. And, of course, he had a wave to that Citi Field crowd as we're getting ready. There could be a great matchup. Either it's going to be Dodgers and Yankees. We could have Mets, Yankees. We could have Dodgers, Guardians, or Mets, Guardians. So we'll see what happens with that as well. Of course, we just heard about the Tony Bennett news. That was surrounding college basketball about an hour ago or so. 3 weeks until the season, and Tony Bennett is not going to coach anymore. Kind of a surprise. We hope that it's not health-related issues because we know, of course, here in the Central Valley, we've seen a lot of coaches step down for health-related issues, but Tony Bennett, one of the best to do it in college basketball, he has stepped down from his position. Of course, then we have the Kawhi Leonard news. He'll miss some time for the Clippers, for the NBA. Hopefully, he'll come back and help out the Los Angeles Clippers. Of course, the Lakers getting ready to get going very soon as well. We'll see how much time both LeBron and his son goes about. It's a little weird saying LeBron James has a kid now in the NBA as well. To the Lakers, they will get going just a little bit later. We will have them in the Timberwolves next Tuesday, October 22nd on 1430 ESPN at 6:45 p.m. And a lot of action around the NHL as well. The Sharks, a couple big games coming up. They will have the Blackhawks tonight. They will have the Winnipeg Jets tomorrow. On Sunday, they will take on the Avalanche, who surprisingly does not have a win yet this season in the NHL. And then the Anaheim Ducks next Tuesday as well. So we are getting ready where almost all sports are encompassing together, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, the NFL, we talked about the Broncos and Saints. We'll have a rematch of the 49ers and Chiefs this weekend. That will be at 12:25 here on 1430 for the pregame show. And, of course, we have the Rams cast for the Rams and the Raiders. Without Devontae Adams, we'll see what the Raiders' offense now looks. Will Gardner Minshew make the start? Will Aiden O'Connell have the start as well, too? And then, of course, we'll have Sunday Night Football with the new Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers look in New York as the Jets will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that will also be on 1430 ESPN. We have a lot of fun in store, though, and we want to make sure you guys are checking out all the action. Our guest today, we will have Sue Farmer, the AD at Sunnyside High School, joining us to talk a little bit about Sunnyside Athletics. We'll have Dominic Lorenz, the voice of Huntington Beach High School. Now, that is Southern California, but we always want to talk about what it means to be a broadcaster with big games. And a little bit later, we'll have Aaron Wilkins, the Clovis football head coach, as they get set for their matchup against Clovis East. A great action-packed show. We hope you can stay with us. We're going to take a quick commercial break when we come back here on 1430, the Central Valley leader in sports. We'll have Sue Farmer joining us here on Behind the Bench. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Behind the Bench, brought to you by Helena Agri. I'm Stephen Rice, filling in for Phil Bonatti, who is out this week. I told him he had to get me some souvenirs, and I hope he brings back some. If not, I'm going to be a little bit disappointed. Instead, I'm going to enjoy my time here at Fashion Furniture. We're coming to you today and always from Fashion Furniture. Come on down. Come hang out with us. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours as we get set for Thursday night football between the Denver Broncos and the New Orleans Saints. It's going to be a fantastic matchup. The Denver Broncos with Bo Nix. And the question is, who will start for New Orleans? We saw Spencer Rattler last week. Maybe they will give a chance to the Fresno State Bulldog and Jake Haener. Of course, Derek Carr is out with injury. He'll miss a couple weeks, but a lot of injuries. We'll talk a little bit later about that, but we have an action-packed show for you. Make sure you download the 1430 ESPN app. It is super easy to download and follow as well. You can check out all the breaking news, the scores around all the games that, of course, we cover, and you have a chance then to check out what's going on here locally. And I want to bring in a very special guest now. I'm bringing in Sue Farmer here at Fashion Furniture, the AD over at Sunnyside. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Stephen. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is great to have you. When I was going through all the scores that have happened over the past couple of weeks around the Central Valley, there was one high school specifically that impressed me the most in terms of football, and it was Sunnyside. There is something right now brewing down for you guys that you guys are winning games, but not only are you winning games, you are scoring. Let's go through the last 2 weeks that you guys have had. 57-6, you guys beat Hoover on Monday, and then the previous matchup, you won 44-22, and of course, now you guys are home for three straight weeks to end the season. Talk about a little bit about the football program and how amazing it's been at Sunnyside.
Oh, it's been an incredible program going back about 4 years ago when we had three freshmen step on our field. Malachi Barnes, CJ Jones, and Tanner Wilson have really led our team to where they are right now. And our fantastic coaches, Tom Wilson, who is Tanner's dad, and Gordon Wood, have done a great job developing these kids and getting them to where they are. Tanner's got a full-ride scholarship to Army,
which is amazing. And Army right now, if you guys don't know, is undefeated right now. They are the group of five representative right now if the playoff would start today. And, of course, going to one of our military academies is outstanding as well.
Yes, and actually Tom Wilson was in the Army. They're an Army family, so big support there. It'll be fun when he gets to play there. I'm sure the whole family will go and support them too.
Absolutely. And it's a little weird though, because we talked about it before. You know, we have now a lot of athletes who have their kids now becoming athletes themselves in professional sports, but people don't talk about the high school ranks as well too. I know a lot of people growing up, they were coached by their family members as well too. Is it nice though when you can actually have a family camaraderie, not only because they're actually family?
Oh, yeah, and his older brother played at Sunnyside, too, when we first hired Tom and Gordon. It's been a huge family affair, and they create a family affair amongst the entire team. These guys have recruited, and I say recruited from our own school, over 100 kids to participate in that program every year because they want to be a part of it. They got that family feel, and they know they're being taken care of. Our coaches do a fantastic job of making sure they stay on track. In fact, we just did our eligibility. Excuse my throat. I just got over a cold. But anyway, we just did our eligibility, and we did not have a single varsity athlete ineligible throughout all our fall sports programs, including football.
That is unbelievable. I mean, it's funny because people don't really think about that every athlete, you know, they also are trying to find a way academically to stay eligible, but you have classes and you have practice and you have games and you want to be successful. And we're seeing that on the field, but to hear that off the field as well shows what teachers have been able to do at Sunnyside to be able to help these athletes become not only better players, but better people as well too. And you guys have a big game tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. You're taking on the Fresno Warriors, who still have not won a game. You guys are hot right now. The Wildcats 3-4, but you've won a couple games in a row, and you have a lot of winnable games for the next couple of weeks. Talk about what it means for you to be at home the next couple of weeks and, of course, getting ready for that matchup tomorrow.
Having three home games in a row is going to really build spirit. In fact, tomorrow night is going to be our fall sports teams night, where a number of our fall sports teams are coming to the game to support our football team. Again, family atmosphere, show support. And, you know, our coaches have a fantastic relationship with the Fresno High coaches, Keith Pempeck and Kevin Oakes, our quality coaches who do a good job with their team. So it's always a fun game going back and forth with them. It's a good sportsmanship all the way around.
Absolutely. And when you have everyone that goes and supports one another, it makes things a lot easier. So for fans, how can they get their tickets and how can they come support the football team tomorrow and for the rest of the season as well too?
Well, Fresno Unified's gone entirely online with gofan.co. That's where you can get your tickets to come support. We have a limited a cap on tickets because we do tend to fill our side, so you want to get those early on. You can start purchasing them right now online.
That's unbelievable. And of course, so then you'll face Torres and then Sanger West to end the year as well too. But besides football, a lot of great sports going on. Can you talk a little bit about some other sports that are going on at Sunnyside right now?
Absolutely. We're thrilled. Our girls golf team just won their last league match yesterday, and for the first time in school history, they have a league championship.
That is unbelievable.
We get to put some numbers on the banner. More importantly, Coach Areola, Nanette Areola, who's been the coach for a number of years, she took a program that had one participant and got up to 30 girls at one point involved in the sport. She's done a fantastic job. The kids love her. I didn't even know there was such a thing as Coach of the Year Day.
Coach of the Year Day is a thing?
Day.
Wow.
It's a thing, I guess. So the kids figured it out, and they gave her baskets of all sorts of things, flowers and gifts. It was a really sweet thing.
That is unbelievable, and it's something that people really don't think about. When you have a chance to be the first of something, it means that the program is going to be able to grow, and it's be able to show people around the community that this is a place that you should be a part of and a family to be a part of as well too. And something that I also read as well, cross country, they will be at an invitational that will be very important, and it's just going to be I wouldn't say, 15 minutes from here over at Woodward Park, and it's the Rough Rider Invitational. If I did my research right, it's the 40th Rough Rider Invitational.
That sounds about right. It's been around since longer than me. okay, a little less than me, but yeah, it's been around since I can remember.
Oh, my goodness. Now, of course, I believe that you guys will have 21 runners at the Invitational. Is that correct?
Yes. Our current coaches have built the program, and actually Nikki Duckworth, who left us to go back to Clovis West, did a fantastic job of bringing in a number of girls last year and built that program, too. And now Steven Gensenhuber and Jared Thompson, who is our baseball coach, they are running the program, and they're doing a fantastic job.
Jared Thompson has been so much fun to watch. I've had a chance to check out what he's been able to do. But there are a lot of events going on for this Rough Rider Invitational. It is tomorrow, Friday, October 18th. It will be at Woodward Park. Now, of course, they have a bunch of different events for small schools, large schools. They will have not only the freshman and sophomore, but they will have both JV and varsity at different times as well, too. I actually had a chance right here to kind of check out the schedule. It will start at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. It will go all the way to 4:30 p.m. Pacific time, which means we'll be in the middle of our show tomorrow while this is going on as well, too. Will you have a chance to maybe go run as well, Sue?
I'm past my running years, my walking years. But I would like to point out we have a freshman boy running number 2, and we have a freshman girl running number 1. So they're a very young team. And as you know, CIF, the section, voted to move to C-beds for cross country. So now we're in D1.
Which is unbelievable.
Which is big, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Now, of course, you want to go out and celebrate as well, too. But everyone knows Woodward Park, you're going to have to probably pay to park and get in. But we want you guys to go check it out. It's something that's super important. There's going to be teams all across the Central Valley besides Sunnyside as well, too. And, of course, they have the football tomorrow, too. Talk a little bit about the volleyball team as well.
Volleyball right now, we're in the third position in the NYL, just behind Torres and Roosevelt. They're a young group again. We got a lot of young kids in our program this year, and they're just getting better and better. They'll make playoffs, so it'll be interesting to see what they do there. We're D3. You know how CIF works now. We could be put down to D4 potentially, so looking forward to watching them in playoffs. And I just want to give kudos to our volleyball coach, Kong Zhang, and our water polo coaches, John Troxell and Maddie Chavez, for putting on tournaments for athletes. It gives them an extra opportunity to participate. They put a lot of work into doing that.
Have you ever played water polo?
You know what? I played for about 2 minutes in a water polo staff student game, and I almost drowned. It's literally, I'm not kidding. It's hard.
Yesterday, we had Dan Runzler, who is a former professional baseball player for the San Francisco Giants, and his 12-year-old son is currently playing water polo. And I asked him if he had a chance to go play, and he said the same thing. And this is a guy who is still working out every day, was a professional athlete, and it's one of the hardest sports, I think, out there. And if you haven't had a chance to go play water polo or to go watch water polo, it is easily one of the hardest sports you will ever be a part of. It's something that, growing up in Colorado, never had a chance to really be a part of. It's a big thing out here in the Central Valley, and if you have a chance to go watch it, I recommend to do so. There is a lot of opportunities to do so as well. We are here at Fashion Furniture. We're here with Sue Farmer. She's the AD over at Sunnyside High School. Sue, I want to talk a little bit, though, about being an athletic director. You know, talk about becoming an athletic director and what it means to represent Sunnyside High School.
I'll answer the last one first because it's been a fantastic experience being at Sunnyside. You know, a lot of places call themselves family. We call ourselves the Wildcat family, and, you know, and not, you know, family's perfect, but, boy, it's a great place to be. Been there for 18 years, 4 years as a coach and PE teacher, and now 14 years as an athletic director. And I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Absolutely. I was probably the best PE student you could possibly ask for. I was someone that I would go out and work my hardest to be the best at everything. Racket sports was probably my favorite PE class I took. My coach, Coach Seitz, he actually got so annoyed by me because I would I wouldn't break anything, but I would go about and make sure that I was doing my hardest to make sure I would win every single competition we had, badminton, tennis, everything in between. I'm a former tennis player and baseball player as well, too. So always a lot of fun to check that stuff out. But, Sue, I want to thank you so much for being here. Again, can you tell everyone where they can go to represent for your game tomorrow for football as you take on Fresno tomorrow?
To purchase tickets, you mean?
Yes.
Yes, gofan.co, not .com, gofan.co. And can I just put a shout-out to, speaking of tennis, number one, I respect the patience and calm you have to have in a tennis game. But our assistant girls tennis coach applied for a scholarship for our team and won a $1,000 grant from the Scholars and Scores Count. And basically that's a team that showcases their dedication to the sport of tennis and the development of a team in their community, and they've done a fantastic job of that.
You always have to represent tennis. Tennis is something that is so much fun. We're so happy that Sunnyside is, I mean, it's growing, and not only that, you're seeing the athletics become better and better, but the academics are there as well, too. As you heard, every single one was eligible this week for football as well, too. We have cross country, volleyball, everything in between, playoffs around the corner for golf as well, too. Fresno Warriors at Sunnyside Wildcats tomorrow for football, 7:30 p.m. Of course, the Rough Rider Invitational at Woodward Park. We can't wait to see Sunnyside continue to win. Two-game winning streak. They scored 57 and 44 points in their last two wins. So we can't wait to see how many points they put up against the Fresno Warriors. Again, that is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Come support your high school athletics, not only Sunnyside, but everywhere around the Central Valley as well. We're going to take a quick commercial here on Behind the Bench, your Valley local sports leader here on 1430. We'll be back right after this.
All the leaves are brown.
Welcome back to Behind the Bench, brought to you by Helena Agri. I'm Stephen Rice, filling in for Phil Bonatti. Glad you could join us here at Fashion Furniture, coming to you today and always from Fashion Furniture. Since 1960, Fresno's largest locally family-owned furniture store in Steps, aware from Fresno's premium mattress store, Sleep Retreat, with brands like Tempur-Pedic and Stearns and Foster. Come by and say hi. They will take care of you and your family, whether it's a need for a mattress with an adjustable base or premium furniture from Flexsteel, Omena, or Jonathan Lewis. And let me tell you, it is absolutely perfect right now. We are here at Fashion Furniture. Come down, say hi. We'll be here until about 5 p.m. when we get you set for Broncos Saints for Thursday night football here on 1430 ESPN, your Central Valley leader in sports. And, of course, we have the app so you can get all your news and everything in between. We want you guys to come on down. Of course, we're going to have to get a chance to maybe take a little bit of a breather later. I know that there's a chance for me to sit in a recliner. I'm very excited. I don't know about you, but we always talk about everyone coming down here and sitting in recliners, and I get my chance this week to go sit in one, and if I fall asleep, I apologize. We'll make sure that Jorge back in the studios will help you out if I do take a nice nap, because it looks so comfortable. We're so excited for that as well, too. But we're continuing here in hour one, and we have Sue Farmer still here, the AD here at Sunnyside High School. And Sue, I know you wanted to say something. We were talking during the break.
I did. I just wanted to thank you again for having me, and mostly I just want to thank you and ESPN for covering high school sports in such a positive way. We're dealing with kids, and it should be all positive. So, you know, in the social media world and all the pressures these kids get and all that other stuff that's going on in their lives, it's nice to have something so positive they can listen to. So just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, we're so glad to be a part of it. And everyone here at ESPN, we're so happy to be able to have Sunnyside in our community and being able to see what the teams are able to do. And, of course, we love seeing teams dominate and teams not only do well on the field but off the field as well academically. It's something we're super happy and proud to be a part of. So, you know what? I if you're down with this, Sue, though, I would love to talk about a little bit about this Broncos-Saints game and talking about who's suiting up for tonight's game. I know you're super excited about tonight's game.
Go Saints.
Okay, so we already have a Saints winner. Well, let me tell you this. Who's suiting up is brought to you by the Fresno Suit Outlet, home of the three-suit deal for $3.99. It's the best deal in town. And who is suiting up tonight? The question is Jake Haener going to suit up tonight? That is the real question, because Jake Haener, he was number two when initially Derek Carr was injured. Now the question is, will he suit up, or will it be Spencer Rattler, who played last week for New Orleans in their loss to Tampa Bay? Do you have an opinion about who should start tonight for the Saints?
I would 100% love to see Haener get a chance. What he did in Fresno State and his believe mentality and just run through walls. I mean, what he did to win, I can't remember the team they beat, but it was a phenomenal comeback, and it was all on his shoulders. I don't know that they understand fully what they could get out of the rest of their team through Haener.
Absolutely. I would love to see Jake Haener have a chance to suit up tonight as well, too. We do know who's suiting up for the Broncos, though, and it's actually going to be Bo Nix, the Oregon former Oregon quarterback. We just saw Oregon take down Ohio State in a battle of 2-3. That was an outstanding matchup this past Saturday out in Oregon, but unfortunately, I'm a Buckeye fan, so seeing Ohio State fall was not my cup of tea, but having a chance to watch Bo Nix at the NFL level has been very fun to watch, and it's going to be a very interesting game as well, too, because even though we want to talk about who's suiting up, there's a lot of players who are not suiting up tonight. There's going to be no Shahid or Olave for New Orleans, and on the other side, no Surtain for the Denver Broncos, which means a couple receivers down for New Orleans, a defensive back down for Denver. So 37.5 is the over-under for this as well, too. So we could see a very low-scoring game. Alvin Kamara, despite battling an injury, he's still expected to play. He's been battling a couple sore knees. He has a little bit of a shoulder injury as well, too. We'll see what happens with Alvin Kamara, but it's going to be a low-scoring game. So you have the Saints winning. Do you have a score in mind?
I'll just throw one out there. How about 21-10?
21-10. So that is a great prediction. I'm going to take the Broncos tonight. I think going on the road in a short week when you don't know who's going to start at quarterback on the other side, you have a healthy quarterback, your running back core looks to be okay, your receiving core is okay, despite missing your top cornerback, I'm going to take the Broncos to win 28-27. And I'm going to say it's going to be a missed extra point that's going to be the difference maker tonight. I believe that that is going to be the difference in the game. Of course, Fresno Suit Outlet, home of the three-suit deal for $3.99. It's the best deal in town. Who's suiting up? Broncos and Saints tonight. It's going to be a great matchup. Of course, we have Sue Farmer here, the AD over at Sunnyside. We were talking all about athletics as well, too. A lot of great games on the schedule this week in the NFL as well, too. Broncos and Saints is the big one tonight. That will be here on 1430 ESPN. That will be at 5 p.m. between the Broncos and Saints. And, of course, we'll have a lot of games later this week as well. The Niners and the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy. That's going to be a fantastic matchup. I know that, you know, you're talking about the Saints a little bit, too, but you can't go wrong with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I am a Niner fan through and through since the 70s. So as long as the 49ers are healthy, I think that they can give him a whole lot of trouble. And I know he's phenomenal. But
absolutely. The 49ers defense is still banged up a little bit, but the offense is starting to find a little bit more rhythm. We'll see who goes out at running back. Jordan Mason's been battling some injuries. CMC still not healthy. Injuries on both legs. Can you talk a little bit about the athletic training that happens not only at the high school level, but maybe some stuff that they're seeing now here at the professional level?
Well, let me go to our high school. First of all, I have to do a shout out to our trainer. She was a national trainer of the year a few years ago and well deserved. She takes great care of our team. So much so, even on Saturdays, she comes in early in the morning to do rehab with our players. I don't know if I'm just paying more attention or not, but it sure seems like there's a whole lot more injuries in the NFL than there used to be in the past. Not sure why. You'd think it'd be less with all the training they're doing, but it's hard to see, especially with the Niners. They keep getting hurt every year. It's killing us.
It's tough to watch teams continue to lose players that are making differences. As I said, I'm from Colorado. Of course, the Broncos playing tonight, but CMC is a Colorado player. And so actually, the funny thing is my brother in high school faced Christian McCaffrey, yeah. And it's unbelievable to watch his training regimen that he went through. And I know that his dad came out at one point saying that part of the reason maybe that he got hurt was his training regimen. And when you go and see all these athletes now going through their regimen, it's tough to stay healthy because your body, you know, will find points of weakness, but these players are still finding ways to do things. Deebo Samuel, one of the best players in the NFL right now, you will not find a player that can line up as a running back and line up in the slot and then line up as an end receiver and be able to put up the numbers that he does every single day. Deebo Samuel is one of my favorite players, and I know that he gave the Chiefs fits last year in the Super Bowl. So that's what I'm hoping to see as well, too, in that matchup. I have Patrick Mahomes on my fantasy football team, so I'm just hoping for a great matchup more than anything. So I'm going to take that matchup, and of course we'll see Patrick Mahomes suiting up as well, too, on Sunday. That is at 12:25 here on 14:30 ESPN. Do you have the 49ers then winning over the Chiefs?
Well, I gotta say it's awfully hard. Yeah, Samuel, I love him, but you also got Jennings is doing phenomenally this year, and you got to stop Ayuk still, and it's just, you know, they got so many weapons, it's tough to stop them. I think on the defensive end, the 49ers really need to, I don't know what they need to do, but they need to do something to.
I believe Brandon Ayuk also was playing with Jaden Daniels when they were at Arizona State. And, of course, the Commanders have been outstanding this year as well, too. But a team that we also talked about a little bit earlier, Devontae Adams and the Jets, they are playing the Steelers for Sunday Night Football. That is at 5 o'clock on 14:30 ESPN. Make sure you guys are checking that out as well. The Steelers have announced they are going to start Russell Wilson over Justin Fields. It's a little bit different. Now, of course, you've been at Sunnyside for a little bit. It's always tough when all of a sudden you see a star quarterback, a star player go out and change course a little bit. Can you talk a little bit about where maybe, you know, you hear rumblings throughout the coaches or maybe rumblings throughout the hallways of, oh my goodness, this player is out and what's going to happen with this team?
For Sunnyside, you mean?
Yeah.
You know, most of our players have not really been out much. They stay healthy for the most part. And I think that's partially because of our trainer. And our coaches also, they don't overtrain. I think that's part of what you were getting to with Christian McCaffrey. There's a lot of overtraining, and your body's going to fail. They need to know how to balance that out. And I just have to throw out that Moody got hurt, too, for the 49ers. So that could hurt
they
us
did.
A lot.
They had to sign a new kicker as well, too, Jake Moody, the outstanding kicker from Michigan. So he will be out this week as well, too. I feel like this suiting up is becoming who's not suiting up this week.
Right.
There are a lot of injuries in the NFL. Of course, we will be at Major Wager on Monday for the Ravens and Bucks. We will have two games on Monday. Actually, there will be two Monday Night Football games as well, too, which means you will have plenty of opportunities to go support Sunnyside this Friday. Of course, they will have not only their cross-country meet, they will also have their game against the Fresno Warriors. That is tomorrow as well, too. We will also have Clovis versus Clovis East. That will be on 14:30 ESPN. This weekend, we have the NFL, but we also have on 790 ESPN, Alabama versus Tennessee. That's going to be fantastic because both teams have already suffered a pretty bad loss this year. And for Sunnyside, who's playing really good right now, of course you want to keep winning. Both Alabama and Tennessee, they have to keep winning. And so it's going to be a good game to watch. Alabama, of course, losing to Vanderbilt. Tennessee losing to Arkansas. Should be a great matchup. That is going to be on 790 ESPN on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. as well, too. If you have the app, make sure you're following along with all of the amazing games that are going on. We're here at Fashion Furniture enjoying this amazing, amazing Thursday afternoon. We're here with Sue Farmer, the AD over at Sunnyside. I'm so glad you could join me for this first hour here on Behind the Bench. But again, I want to run through a little bit one more time as well, too, just of some of the amazing things that are going on over at Sunnyside besides the football team.
Well, thank you, because I wanted to give a shout-out to our unified soccer team. They're going to play at McLean next Wednesday. There's a showcase for all the unified soccer teams. It's a great event. If you ever want to go watch a sporting event where the sportsmanship that displayed is just phenomenal and heartwarming, highly suggest you go to watch any of the unified sports. They're incredible.
There are so many sports going on. And, of course, I don't think people realize, being an AD, how tough it really is to be able to try to keep track of everything. For you, what you know, talk a little bit about your background, but also talk a little bit about what sports, you know, that you played growing up, but also have a chance to go watch on an everyday basis, because you're watching a lot of winning.
As far as playing, I did play tennis one season, and I did break a racket. So I don't have as much patience for that. But I did play volleyball, basketball, and softball in high school, and then I went on to college to play basketball at Cal Poly. I try to get to everything at least a few times, you know, because it's not so much about the sport as about the kids playing the sport. So
absolutely,
I think they need to feel supported. I used to go to everything when I was younger, AD, and realized that was burning myself out. So that's an unrealistic expectation of athletic directors. And I know most athletic directors try to just get out when they can and support as much as they can.
Can you also talk about your team besides just you out in the front office as well, for your associate ADs and everyone that helps make things run for you guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a fantastic group. Our principal, I got to give a shout out to her, Michelle Anderson, has been phenomenal. She's a graduate from Fresno State, played basketball on the women's team there, and was an awesome athlete. And she was their point guard. She distributed to make the rest of her team look good.
Yeah.
And she does that as a principal. She guides our school in a way that makes everybody look good and supports us. So it starts at the top, and she's phenomenal. And we have we have a VP team and a counseling team that supervise all of our events. I don't know how we would do it without them. And they're there supporting our kids all the way, too. And lastly, and most importantly, probably are the teachers. They're the ones that keep these kids on track. You know, if not for them, we wouldn't have been in the situation where we had no ineligible kids. They're there helping those kids. Those kids know they can go to them and get the support they need.
I also want to give a shout-out, because I know that I have a couple teachers actually tuning in right now, too. I want to give a shout-out to Tony Pimentel. He was one of my favorite high school teachers. He taught geography, and one thing I loved about him was the chance to go in before school started and talk sports with him. He was a Boston Red Sox fan, and so being able to talk with him was a lot of fun. Of course, Yankees and Guardians going on right now on 790 ESPN. That's going on. They started at 2 p.m. as well for that. But, you know, it's always fun to be able to have teachers that you can rely to go to talk to about everyday life, and being able to have someone to be in your corner. And, you know, he was such a big supporter of the baseball program when I was in high school. And then, of course, you know, even though this is college, I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Dale Edwards for always supporting our wildest dreams, because teachers give us a long way to be able to be successful. And that's something that, I mean, we're super happy to be a part of. And I remember always having him go and support us for all of our events. And it was something that I will always be super thankful for.
That's
awesome. Is having that. I mean, I had some of the coolest teachers. One of my PE teachers was my tennis coach. My history teacher was my baseball coach. And so I think it was always interesting to have those aspects. So big shout out to every teacher around the Central Valley, every teacher that I've had, every teacher I know that you've had as well, too. I know that my significant other, their teachers, still keep in touch with them, and so to be able to talk with them is fantastic as well, too. I know Jorge, who's back in the studio right now, I know he's had teachers be very supportive of it as well, too. We want to support as much as we can, too, so make sure you guys are supporting. Of course, they have the Rough Rider Invitational at Woodward Park tomorrow. That's going to go for about 3 hours or so, starting around 1 o'clock. It's going to go all the way through 4:30. they're going to be done before we're even done with our show tomorrow. So if we have a couple winners, just come on down, come hang out with us. It'll be a lot of fun. And, of course, then they'll then have to go celebrate at 7:30, where all your fall sports are going to go celebrate at the Fresno game. It'll be the Fresno Warriors at Sunnyside Wildcats. You guys are 3-4, winners of two in a row. 57-6, you beat Hoover, 44-22 against Roosevelt. You have a big game coming up against Fresno, and of course, three straight home games to end the season as well, too. That must be nice for everyone involved.
Yeah, that's nice, and you know, if you like football, I highly recommend coming to the playoffs. We're going to be going to those playoffs, and these kids are ready.
I can't wait to see what happens, absolutely. And of course, give a shout-out to the football coaches as well, too.
Thank you, Tom Wilson and Gordon Wood. And, you know, a lot of their staff are Sunnyside alum. We got Sherwin King, who played at Fresno State.
See, in the Central Valley, everyone comes back to their roots. And at some point, everyone's going to come back and support. And that's why you see the success of these schools, is being able to go back to these places and seeing it, too. So I'm going to have you be a part of this as well, too. So who's going to be suiting up for this upcoming couple of events for the Rough Rider Invitational? You said you had a couple special kids that are going to be running.
Yeah, well, Chris Barranco is our senior. He's our number one. And then our freshman boy, Samuel Velasquez, he's our number two. And then Leah Garcia, who weighs all of, I think, 100 pounds, is a ninth grader, and she's our number one. So they're excited, and they'll be exciting to watch. They just keep getting better and better, and they're great kids.
I am the slowest runner in the universe. It is something that I have little legs. I don't know if you've ever seen the meme. It's, I have little legs. And so to be able to say in ninth grade, you have a chance to be to show out with in front of everybody. That's going to be at Woodward Park again. Make sure you guys are getting there early. Parking can be a little bit tough as well, too. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow as well, too. The weather is just becoming nicer and nicer right now.
Perfect.
I think we're finally away from the summer heat. And now, of course, we're getting ready for the fall weather. Winter sports around the corner as well, too. Can you give a little bit of insight for some of your winter sports before we take a break here?
Well, yeah, I mean, even so many of our football players are our basketball players, so we don't even get going on basketball until football's over. So, and they've done a fantastic job in basketball. The last 2 years we've lost in the semifinals by heartbreaking points. So
yeah.
These guys are seniors now, most of them, and they're ready to go again when that comes up.
We it's something that you always talk about, you know, being a two-sport athlete. How important is being a two-sport athlete?
Oh, it's been something it's been one of my podium, whatever you call it, you stand on your stand on it. But pushing that how important it is. I was a three-sport athlete. And you talk about injuries. When you play one sport and you have the same movements over and over and over again, you're bound to get hurt. You need that cross-training. And playing a variety of sports gives you the physical cross-training. You get to know different people. And it's a social, you know, a physical, social, mental advantage to play all those. Nick Saban from Alabama posted 1 year how many of his players were multi-sport athletes versus single sport. Only 4 of his football players were single sport athletes. And it's not just because you're a better athlete. It makes you a better athlete. It makes you a healthier athlete, and you don't get burnt out.
Absolutely. I was a two-sport athlete. I played tennis, and then I would have my off-season during the winter, and then I would play baseball. I also played a little bit of football as well, too. Decided I liked tennis a little bit more. I was probably a better tennis player than anyway. I was facing guys that played in the NFL. Kalen Ballage, who was a former New York Jet and Pittsburgh Steeler. Christian McCaffrey, of course, now we know what he's been able to do, too. And we actually faced a couple guys who are now kickers in the NFL, the Carlson brothers,
oh, nice.
Who are kicking out for the Las Vegas Raiders, for instance. So,
can I ask you, and you didn't get hurt playing against those guys?
Yes, yes, yes. I survived with it. So I tried my best with it, but it did not happen. But, you know, I'm very fortunate that we had a chance to be able to talk all about the multi-sports again. We want to go through one more time for you guys. Sue Farmer, the AD at Sunnyside, we thank you so much for joining us. Fresno Warriors, who are 0-7 at the Sunnyside Wildcats, 3-4. Friday at 7:30 p.m., Sunnyside on a 2-game winning streak. They're looking to end the season with 3 more wins, all at home. They will finish their season against Sanger West, and then they have, of course, the Rough Rider Invitational at Woodward Park. They have a couple teams as well being able to get back into getting back into the postseason, some getting there for the first time as well, too. Do you have anything else to add? I'm so glad you could join us for Behind the Bench today.
Just one more thing. I want to thank our goal, too, that's our Fresno Unified Athletic and Activities Assistant Superintendent and Athletic Directors, and just want to thank them for all their support because they do a lot of work that nobody gets to see because they're doing it down in the district, and just want to say thank you to them.
Absolutely. Well, we always want to make sure that everyone gets kudos for everyone here in the Central Valley. We're here at Fashion Furniture. We're going to take a quick break in just a moment, but make sure you guys are coming down today and always for Fashion Furniture. Since 1960, Fresno's largest locally family-owned furniture store and steps away from Fresno's premium mattress store, Sleep Retreat, with brands like Tempur-Pedic and Stearns & Foster. Come by and say hi. They'll take care of you and your family, whether it's the need for a mattress with an adjustable base or premium furniture from Flex Steel, Omnia, or Jonathan Lewis. Of course, then, when we come back after this, we're going to have a chance to recline, relax for the second hour of our show as we get set for the Broncos and the Saints Thursday night football. Of course, on 790, we will have the ALCS Yankees Guardians going on right now in Game 3, Sharks Blackhawks on 790 ESPN at 5:30, and of course, tonight, too, Dodgers and Mets Game 4. We've already seen the lineups as well. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have hour two for Behind the Bench on 1430, the Central Valley leader in sports.
Those last few hours at work can drag on.
Hurry up!
Lucky for you, those afternoon blues are over. Phil Bonatti is taking you home. Time flies when we are having fun, so it's time to get behind the bench.
Hour two here on Behind the Bench, brought to you by Helena Agri. I'm Stephen Rice, filling in for Phil Bonatti, and I'm glad you could join us here on 1430 ESPN, your Valley local sports leader. I am kicked back and relaxed here for hour two, coming to you today and always from Fashion Furniture. Since 1960, Fresno's largest locally family-owned furniture store and steps away from Fresno's premium mattress store, Sleep Retreat, with brands like Tempur-Pedic and Stearns and Foster. Come by and say hi. They will take care of you and your family, whether it's the need for a mattress with an adjustable base or premium furniture from Flex Steel, Omnia, or Jonathan Lewis. And let me tell you right now, I might be the most relaxed person in the Central Valley right now. I am sitting in the Contour Top Grain Leather Power Recliner from Southern Motion. This Contour feature power headrest, leg rest, and back rest. Come check out this and all of their over 200 styles of product in 500 fabrics and leather at Fashion Furniture, your recliner, mattress, and home furnishings leader. I am so comfortable for hour two. I may just take a nap. I know Jorge back in the studios. Jorge, we have to get you down here to check out one of these recliners. I'm going to tell you right now, this is one of the most comfiest positions I think I've ever been in. And I have a bad back, so this is great for me. I'm enjoying my time as we get you set here in hour two. Make sure you guys are downloading the 1430 ESPN app. Of course, it is easy to download and follow as well, and it is something that you guys will love to check out. All the latest news, of course, the Tony Bennett news retiring from Virginia basketball. It sounds like it's not health-related. And then, of course, the Guardians and the Yankees, they're playing right now. The Guardians with the lead in the sixth inning. And, of course, we're getting set for 5 p.m. between the Broncos and Saints. That's going to be a lot of fun for Thursday night football. So, of course, we then have to talk a little bit more sports. We just had Sue Farmer with us, the AD at Sunnyside High School. They have the Rough Rider Invitational at Woodward Park coming up. They, of course, have football, golf, a lot of success over there at Sunnyside High School. We're glad they could join us. But right now, I bring in a very special guest. He is the voice of Huntington Beach High School, Dominic Lorenz. He is on the phone with us. Dominic, can you hear me?
Absolutely. Hello, my good friend. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing great. I'm glad you could join us here for hour two here on Behind the Bench, presented by Helena Agri. How is your Thursday afternoon going so far?
So far, so good. A lot of sports going on here, not just in California, but just in the world of sports. And just got off of work subbing some fifth graders today, so I've been around the kids, and I really need to talk about sports. I wish I was as comfy as you were right now.
Let me tell you, I am so comfortable right now. I know that you will never decline the recline that I'm in right now. This is perfect that's going on. There's a lot of great sports going on, but you are a voice for a high school. So, of course, I want to talk more high school athletics first and foremost. We just had Sunnyside High School. In a little bit, we're going to have the Clovis football high school football coach and Aaron Wilkins joining us as well as we will wrap up hour two. But I want to talk as a broadcaster to broadcaster, talk about the energy when it comes to big games.
Oh, at the high school level, it's something that you can put lightning in a bottle and it will maybe come close to it. Those crosstown rivalries, the battles, and the just the demographic on high school campuses is something that you can't be beat. And when you have those matches and you have students supporting fellow students, it's an incredible feeling. And to be an adult, quote unquote, you know, we're all kids at heart when you play sports and you broadcast sports. It's something really, really cool to see the camaraderie of these young student athletes that what I've been a part of at Huntington Beach High School here in Southern California. It's truly remarkable how these young student athletes are entering the world as adults soon and really becoming really good humans on and off the field.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, just you not only just call football, you also call for the baseball team as well too, but being able to call multiple athletics, being able to see these student athletes, talk about, you know, what they are able to do not only on the field but off the field. Talk about the schedule that you hear from these players of what their everyday looks like, because of course, high school is a little bit different now. I was just the other day, I was helping my niece with her homework. Math is different now, so I know that these athletes are dealing with school as well.
Man, it really is different. And it's almost like what Mr. Incredible says in Incredibles 2. Why have they changed math? You know, for someone that has grown up so differently, and, you know, you and I are very similar in age in that sense, so I do agree with you at that point. But with these student athletes, they work tirelessly day in and day out. It's not get up, go to school, come home, relax. It's as soon as you're done with class, you do your homework. You then got to go to the gym, and you either do weights and work out, or you have, if it's baseball, live at-bats, and you got to work. And then there's the recovery process. Players either do massage therapy or PT, or, you know, one of the bigger things nowadays is the ice bath. So there's the recovery process to an athlete. So there is a 24/7 clock on these kids, and I tell a lot of our student-athletes all the time, how do you do it? Because looking back when I was in high school playing sports, doing a bunch of different activities, I think I was doing half, honestly, of what they were doing now. And just looking at the schedule that these student-athletes have to perform now, just in the regular season. For football, it's once a week, but then you have two-a-days in the summer, daily practices. And here in SoCal, baseball is changing. Instead of maybe two or even three games a week, you're starting to see more like minor league baseball and major league baseball, the 3-4 game series mentality. So 3 games in 4 days. So keeping your body regular to the best of your ability is the best availability to play each and every day.
You're 100% right. I mean, for me, what I would do now as an athlete, I'm not an athlete anymore. So my workout is going to the fridge, getting some food and coming back and sitting in a recliner. Make sure you guys are checking out the Contour Top Grain Leather Power Recliner from Southern Motion here at Fashion Furniture. This Contour feature power headrest, leg rest, and back rest. Come check out this and all of their over 200 styles of product and 500 fabrics and leather at Fashion Furniture, your recliner, mattress, and home furnishings leader. Of course, you know, being an athlete, though, it is not easy, and it's something that It's crazy. We were talking with Sue about it, just the trainers and everything that goes into it. You know, there's multiple sports. You don't have, you know, just football, basketball, baseball. You have your golfers. You have tennis. You have water polo. It's something that people don't think about. So, you know, being a broadcaster, though, the energy levels that you feel every Friday, you have to bring some energy, though, when you're on the air as well, too, right?
Oh, 100%. Nate, there should not be a broadcaster that doesn't bring energy to the broadcast, as well as you got to give some of that energy to the team you're calling for as well. Now, yes, the broadcaster handbook says on air, you have to be as neutral as possible, regardless of what side you're rooting for or calling for. However, you can still show the passion. You can still show the heart. You can still show the high IQ calls that need to be made in either easy, quote-unquote, or difficult situations. But I'm very blessed to have a great relationship in speaking of baseball. I have a great relationship at Huntington Beach, but we'll go with baseball for a minute. I have entering my third season with Huntington Beach, and I've seen these student-athletes grow up. Freshman year, sophomore year now, some of them are juniors, and even some of them seniors. Seeing their development on and off the field as players and just as humans gives me so much energy to call a game for them. And when they succeed, I feel I have a small part in that, not helping them do it in any way, but just bringing that to life. So it's a really, really special thing that we're able to do as broadcasters, but to have that extra little flair at the end, to have that heart, that's what brings it all the way around.
You're 100% right about that, too. And people, you know, maybe don't understand where Huntington Beach is, but just earlier in our schedule this year here in the Central Valley, there was actually Edison High School, who is in Huntington Beach, actually had to come up to the Central Valley and have a nice little matchup early on in the season. So it is very interesting as well, too. But something that I also wanted to bring up as well, the Guardians and the Yankees are playing right now. The Guardians are beating the Yankees the last time we got an update. Of course, I'm more relaxed right now, so I could care less who is winning that game. But you do have a connection to the Guardians organization and Huntington Beach.
Yes, absolutely. So I love how you tie that in. What a wonderful man you are, Mr. Stephen Rice. But Cleveland Guardians, terrific team, young organization, you know, trying to prevent going down 3-0 as they're up 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth. But if you go deeper into their farm system and go to the high A level, the Lake County Captains, who won the Midwest League this year, they have a player on their team who's a catcher, first baseman, DH. They sprinkle them out in the outfield by the name of Ralphie Velasquez. Now, Ralphie Velasquez was a Huntington Beach High School grad, class of 2023. So he was in my first season as a Huntington Beach Oiler, and he got picked up right out of high school, 18 years old, kind of built like a linebacker. And for those that maybe don't know what that means, as a catcher, you got to have good knees and, for lack of a better term, thick thighs. You know, you're going to get beat up behind the plate sometimes, and just incredible muscles. And he knows to flick the wrist, and he can muscle the ball 400-plus feet. It's an incredible thing to see. So he gets picked up in the first round, 23rd overall by Cleveland, works through their farm system, and is a Midwest champion in just his very first professional season in minor league ball. So incredible to see that. And to your point, Stephen, we were talking about Edison football coming on up to the Central Valley. They are only 2.1 miles away from Huntington Beach High School. And in total, both schools are just 1.7 miles from the beach here in Southern California.
Man, that sounds very nice, but I don't know if you would be more relaxed on the beach than being in one of these recliners right now. But, Dominic, we're going to have you for one more segment. We're going to take a quick break here on Behind the Bench, your Valley local sports leader here on 1430. We come back, though, I want to hear some predictions for our Thursday night football game between the Broncos and Saints. Don't go anywhere. Behind the Bench here at Fashion Furniture. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Behind the Bench, brought to you by Helena Agri. I'm Stephen Rice, filling in for Phil Bonatti. Make sure to check out the 1430 ESPN app. It's super easy to follow. Your Central Valley leader in sports. We are here at Fashion Furniture, coming to you today and always from Fashion Furniture since 1960. Fresno's largest locally family-owned furniture store, and steps away from Fresno's premium mattress store, Sleep Retreat, with brands like Tempur-Pedic and Stearns and Foster. Come by and say hi. They will take care of you and your family. Whether it's the need for a mattress with an adjustable base or premium furniture from Flex Steel, Omnia, or Jonathan Lewis, outstanding so far. It's been a great show so far as we are getting set here in hour two. 5 p.m. Broncos and Saints here on 1430 ESPN. That will be your Thursday night football game. That should be a great matchup, as it's going to be a very interesting one. Somebody's supposed to be low scoring, a couple players out on both sides. Rashid Shaheed has been knocked out for at least a couple weeks as he has an injury. A couple receivers missing for the Saints. On the other side, no Patrick Surtain for the Broncos. So a little bit of an interesting game with a lot of the stars being out, but hopefully Jake Haener, Spencer Rattler and company can beat Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos. We've had a great show so far. The Guardians and the Yankees are playing currently right now over on 790, but we want to make sure to give you guys an update in that game as well. It is 3-1. The Guardians beating the Yankees. They are in the top of the seventh inning. It's kind of do or die for the Guardians. If they survive and win this game, will be 2-1 Yankees. If the Yankees come back and win that game, it will be a 3-0 series lead. So we just had a great segment with Dominic Lorenz. He's the voice of Huntington Beach High School. He's been a fill-in for California League games. You've heard him on Fresno Grizzlies games, and I know that we want to bring Dominic back, so hopefully Dominic can still hear me on the other end.
Absolutely. I'm still here with you, buddy.
It's great to hear your voice, Dominic. I'm glad you could join us. I know it's been a great Thursday so far for you. We were relaxing. We had a recliner here for you, the Contour Top Grain Leather Power Recliner from Southern Motion. This Contour feature power headrest, leg rest, and backrest. And, of course, you can come check this out and all over all of their 200 styles of product and 500 fabrics and leather at Fashion Furniture, your recliner, mattress, and home furnishings leader. Well, we have been relaxing for today, but now I'm going to put you to the test, Dominic. Right now, I want to go through some of the matchups as we get set for the final 35 minutes or so before we'll take you out to that game between the Broncos and the Saints. But I want to get your predictions for tonight's game between the Broncos and Saints. I know you are a football fan, so I want to hear who you have winning tonight's game.
Absolutely. I think it's actually going to be a very close game, even with the injuries that you had mentioned with Shaheed for the Saints and no Patrick Surtain for the Broncos. But the big picture that I think a lot of people are overlooking at this point, it's Broncos head coach Sean Payton making his glorious return in New Orleans. All the pageantry that's going to be out for him, Super Bowl champion. I'm going to probably guess a dollar to a donut that Drew Brees is going to make and be in attendance in some way, shape, or form. But I think with Denver's defense, even without Patrick Surtain, I believe they're a little bit stronger right now. They're coming in on a little bit of a hot streak, even though they fell in a close game to the L.A. Chargers last week. New Orleans just has been in a funk. After a 2-0 start, consecutive losses, it's not going in the right way, even with their running back Alvin Kamara being so strong as he always is. Probably one of the best running backs in the NFL right now, if you play the fantasy card or even just pure entertainment-wise. But if I had to do a straight-up pick'em right now, I'm going to lean towards the Denver Broncos in this game with a little more fully functioning offense that's not as hurt.
I am going to take the Broncos to win the game. I forgot about the Sean Payton tie at first because it's been a little bit since the two of them have met in New Orleans. I think it's going to be a great matchup. I'm going to take the Broncos as well in the game. But it's going to be a very interesting game to watch, of course, with a lot of the big names out, for instance. But we'll see if Jake Haener will take over at any point today, or will have a chance to start with Derek Carr being out. Of course, the Fresno State products as well, too. It's always fun to say there's players in the NFL from Fresno State. Fresno State also has ties. Lavelle Bailey is over with the Denver Broncos. So more ties to the Fresno State Bulldogs. But I also wanted to get a couple more predictions as well, too. We will actually have here on 1430 ESPN, we will have the Jets and Steelers Sunday Night Football. That's going to be on 1430 ESPN on Sunday, October 20th. I want to hear your prediction on the Jets-Steelers. Russell Wilson expected to start for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who do you have in that matchup?
Well, my opinion was going to change. Well, actually, it did change about 48 hours ago when Davante Adams, the Fresno State man, gets brought on over from the Raiders to the Jets, reuniting with Aaron Rodgers. And then, of course, as you said, the news with Russell Wilson. I think at this point, there's so much momentum going on the New York Jets side of things right now with Rodgers and Davante Adams. Give me the Jets in this one. I think their defense is pretty equal to Pittsburgh, but with Russell Wilson coming in, probably being a little rusty, coming off injury and with the new team, I would expect the Jets defense to jump on him immediately. And I would expect at least 75 yards and a touchdown receiving-wise for Davante Adams.
I think Russell Wilson will make it two series. I think whatever injury he's had or whatever he's been battling is going to come back into fruition. I don't want to say injuries. I want to say that they're going to realize that Justin Fields is going to be the better option. So I think the Steelers are going to win, but Justin Fields comes back into the game, I think 31-17. I think that Davante Adams will help Aaron Rodgers, but it doesn't help the rest of the team. You can't block everybody. You can't play defense if you're Davante Adams. I will have the Steelers beating the Jets in that game as well, too. I think that will be a very interesting matchup, and I know the fans at home maybe may not like to hear that, but I think Davante Adams does help the New York Jets get a little bit better. Speaking of great games, though, we do have the Rams cast on 790 ESPN. The Rams will take on the Raiders. We want to make sure you guys tune into that as well. If you have the 1430 ESPN app, it'll be super easy to follow along for all of our amazing schedule that we have on the airwaves. But Rams-Raiders, another great matchup. Who do you have in that matchup?
This one's a tough one for me because both teams have been snake-bitten recently. The Rams with injuries, the Raiders with some dysfunction within their organization. Again, Davante Adams leaving, new coach this year. And for me personally, as a San Francisco 49ers fan, it's hard for me to pick teams within the NFC West. But the Rams are putting the potential out there that Cooper Kupp could come back this week. And that would be a big boost to this offense for the Rams that has been really anemic so far this year, with the exception of that lone come-from-behind win against San Francisco in Week 3. I don't want to remember it, however. But, you know, it's a close game. They're going to be at SoFi Stadium here in Southern California. I'm going to lean towards the Rams winning on a last-second field goal. I'll go in the range of 20-17.
I have Rams 20, Raiders 17 as well, too. I think you and I are in the same mindset on that one. So that is what we're going to go with on that. And then you talked a little bit about it. Niners-Chiefs, a Super Bowl rematch. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be at 12:25 p.m. on 1430 ESPN. What do you have in that matchup as well?
Do you have about another 90 minutes to talk about it? Because I got a lot to talk about that game. But, no, you know, it's a rematch in the making from this past Super Bowl in 2020. So much riding on this game. I know a lot of people talk about, are the Chiefs favored because the refs? That could be a whole conspiracy theory within itself. But for the Niners, they just got to get back to the basics. After a really rough start, they got a big win last Thursday in a tough building in Seattle. How much can you say about Brock Purdy, what he's put on his shoulders over the last couple seasons with 49ers? He's tops in the league in many statistical categories. And even though they're missing Christian McCaffrey, the Niners find ways to still put points on the board. I think points are going to be important, of course, but the Niners defense that's looked a little shaky this year is going to have to come up clutch. Patrick Mahomes is a very talented quarterback with great escapability. Travis Kelce is still involved in the mix. And Patrick Mahomes, he knows how to take wide receivers that might be well-known or not well-known and make them play really well. So the 49ers got to be running on all cylinders. I don't know what the score is going to be in this game, but I got to stay faithful to the Bay. Give me my San Francisco 49ers.
I have Patrick Mahomes on my fantasy football team. So for me, it's hard to root against someone that I have on my fantasy football team. I'm going to take the Chiefs. They have found ways to win games. The 49ers, if they had Christian McCaffrey, I would have a little bit of a different opinion. But the 49ers aren't the 49ers team we have seen over the past couple of years. I know that they're going to try to find ways to make it interesting. Both teams have had a good amount of time to prepare for this game. I'm actually going to see this to be a low-scoring game, unfortunately. I'm going to say 21-17, 21-20. In that range, I have the Chiefs barely winning, but let me tell you this. I would not be surprised to see the 49ers take this game over the Chiefs. That's going to be a lot of fun to cover as well.
Man.
So that is going to be Niners-Chiefs on that.
We're having conversations Niners, after the air.
You know, Niners-Chiefs are going to be an outstanding matchup, and I know people are going to enjoy listening to that as well. But we're going to take another break. We appreciate Dominic Lorenz, the Huntington Beach High School broadcaster. Good luck this week to Huntington Beach. And, of course, anytime you guys come to the Central Valley, we know that we have to beat anyone from your area as well, too. We appreciate Dominic Lorenz joining us on Behind the Bench. We'll be back. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to 1430 ESPN, the Valley Local Sports Leader. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down.
Welcome back to Behind the Bench, brought to you by Helena Agri. I'm Stephen Rice, filling in for Phil Bonatti. Glad you could join us. We are about 30 minutes away or so from the Thursday night football matchup between the Denver Broncos and the New Orleans Saints. We are here at Fashion Furniture. We've been here since 3 p.m. Make sure you're coming down today and always at Fashion Furniture since 1960. Fresno's largest locally family-owned furniture store and steps away from Fresno's premium mattress store, Sleep Retreat, with brands like Tempur-Pedic and Stearns & Foster. Come by and say hi. They will take care of you and your family, whether it's the need for a mattress with an adjustable base or premium furniture from Flex Steel, Omnia, or Jonathan Lewis. We have had an outstanding time so far. We had the AD from Sunnyside High School and Sue Farmer joining us a little bit earlier. We had Dominic Lorenz, the voice of Huntington Beach High School. Got a chance to talk with him a little bit. Of course, we're going to keep you updated with everything that's going on. But guess what? We have probably the most important game on the high school Central Valley football schedule this season. It's not even close. And we actually get to have it here on 1430 ESPN. That's going to be tomorrow, 6:45 p.m. It's going to be Clovis versus Clovis East, a matchup that you're going to love. It's going to start at 7 p.m., but we're going to have a pregame show. And, of course, we'll have Paul Metters with you. He will have the call as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. So what better way to invite one of the coaches for this matchup? We have the Clovis head football coach with us. And let me tell you, I am so excited because everyone said, you know, there's always someone in the Central Valley that knows sports, that knows everything that's going on. But no one knows more than Aaron Wilkins, and I'm so glad you could join me. Welcome to Behind the Bench.
Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you, too. And, of course, this is going to be a lot of fun to talk about, but I want to talk about how this season has been going for you. Talk about the season that Clovis has had.
Yeah, so far so good. You know, we're sitting 6-1. We had a big loss last week, but, you know, as we were talking prior to going on air, there's a lot of positives that you can take. We knew what we were getting into in this track. We know we're the SEC of Central Valley football, and every week you got to show up. But there's a lot of good building blocks going on in our program right now. You know, we played one of the top Central Coast section football teams in Salinas. We dominated. We played one of the better teams down in Bakersfield. We dominated. And so, you know, there's a lot of positives going in the direction of our football program right now. I'm very happy with where we're at. We're not where, of course, you know, I'm always very unsatisfied. That's just the nature of how I am. Whether we win or lose, I always want improvement. But, you know, as you know, it's really about making sure that your team peaks at the right time. It's like a track athlete. You want to make sure you peak toward the end during the playoffs. So
it's with any sport. I mean, you're exactly right. It's football. It's baseball. It's basketball. I mean, you look at the teams that, you know, talk about MLB playoffs, the teams that were hot going in, the Detroit Tigers, the New York Mets. Look where they were. You know, the Mets are still playing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you look at what your team has done, yeah, a loss is going to happen. That's sports for you. And, of course, there was a lot of positive, especially on the rushing attack. But let's talk about, you know, first let's talk about the passing game. What have you seen so far in your passing game this year?
Yeah, so very explosive. You know, we have obviously one of the best quarterbacks in the Central section, probably one of the better ones to ever come through Clovis High. I mean, he's already broke the career touchdown in passing yards at Clovis High School, and he barely had started his junior year, which is crazy to think about. But that helps, right? Great players
absolutely
help out a lot. Dejor Malone's a very explosive player that we have. Carlos Young's this very explosive player that we have. We have great tight ends. Cyrus Mendez, Bryce Young, we got one of our tight ends coming back that's been off an injury. He's great too. And then James Rose has done a great job stepping in and being another explosive player for us. So, you know, we have a ton of explosive weapons to use in the pass game. But with that being said, we also have one of the better backs, in my humble opinion. It's kind of like a unknown, and that's Maddox Merrill. And like, hey, you want to play the pass, it's great, but you know, we still got a really, really good back that we can throw to, and we can just hand it off. And he's been coming off of injury, so getting him hot at the right time is going to be big for us.
You know, you said that exactly. And you know, I grew up, my uncle played in the NFL, so I know what it means to be a running back. And when I played as a quarterback, my favorite route to throw was the wheel route to the running back. And we had the best running backs when I was in high school. Austin Buell, Andrew Harding, the list goes on and on. But when you have the ability to have a dynamic offense on both sides of the ball, it makes things a lot easier. And your rushing attack was fantastic over the past couple of weeks.
Sure, yeah, we're getting better. You know, we've committed to it, and I'm bit, you know, I in my humble opinion, the defense and a run game is well traveled, and it helps you win championships. And so we wanted to commit to it and get better at it. And you only get better at it if you run it. So, you know, I always say, run the damn ball, man. Let's go. Let's run it down people's face at will. And that's big for us. So
100% agreed with that. And I think something that you also mentioned as well, too, when you can go out and mention multiple tight ends, you know, you're going to have success because not only can they block, but they also can go pass catch as well, too. And when you talk to, you see these teams that are so successful in the NFL, you see where their strong suit is. I mean, we have the Niners Chiefs coming up. Their tight end is one of their best players on their team in Travis Kelce and George Kittle.
Sure.
Talk a little bit more about your tight ends. I know you mentioned them a little bit, though.
Yeah, so Cyrus Mendez is a kid that we started as a sophomore. You know, he's about 6'4", 250 pounds. I want him to get a little bit better in his run game, but he's got soft hands. He runs great routes, and he's a massive target. And you just need to throw it in his area, and he's going to box you out and body you up. And then we have Bryce McCabe, who's one of our best inside linebackers, and he's just an athlete. Like, he can run, and you know, we run a lot of play action, so we just want to make the look the same as you run. It's almost like the old school wing tee, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh shoot, my key went away and he didn't block, and here they are, and they can catch and they can run. And then now we have Cade Alexander coming back, and he's just a dog as a run blocker. He's a true Y. And you know, for me, like I told our OC, like sometimes I'm gonna be honest with you, I like just getting a 14 personnel and using all four tight ends in both capacities, right? You get five man surfaces.
Fair?
It's awesome. You know, you watched Michigan do it last year.
Yeah,
right? They won a national championship doing it.
They did, and it's so crazy to think about that too, because how do you stop an offense like that? Well, you can score as many points as you want, but you also have to rely on your defense as well too. You got to give some love to your defense
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was – listen, you said positives. Last week we held North to 60-something rushing yards. They had 12 rushing yards in the first half, right? And so we at will can stop the run, you know, and very happy in terms of our defense right now is getting off the field. We have had – the opponents are having 14% success on third down against us throughout the entire year. So not only are we establishing first down, you know, like we told against North, like, hey, we got to dominate on first down, which we did, We're getting off the field, and that gives our offense more possessions. You know, it's a possession game at that point in time. So defensively, the biggest adjustment we wanted to make from this year to last year was being way more aggressive, and you just see it in our play calling. Like, we just get after you. And we really don't play with a lot of fear. You're going to get us. Like, that's it. That is what it is. But we would rather have you play from 2nd and 12, 3rd and 14, than just sit here and chunk it down our throats the entire time. So we've changed mentality-wise for sure.
100%, and especially when you're winning in the gaps, in the trenches. It's something that people don't talk about. Talk a little bit about your just defensive line. I mean, they are grown men at this point.
Sure, yeah. So Jaden Mendiola, he's a kid that I think is highly under-recruited. He's 6'4". He's about 285 pounds, 295 pounds. He's just a one-man wrecking crew. He's unblockable. He's our nose guard. We actually have some undersized quick guys in Jack Fisher and Dane Williams. And our ends, Armando Garcia, and Cyrus Mendez is another guy that comes in. He's a massive human that plays defensive end for us. And those guys really just play gap sound defense. What we do on defense is say, you have a gap, you have a gap, you have a gap. And if everybody collectively does their job consistently, we're going to be able to funnel the ball together to where we want it to go. And they've done that. So they're not really worried about statistics. What I appreciate about our defense, we're just going to let the game work itself out, and whoever makes plays, makes plays.
Absolutely, and you're going to have to make some plays. It's a big matchup against Clovis East, who, you know, there were some rankings that came out, and of course, we don't look at rankings unless you want to use that as a motivational way for everybody, but they came out, Clovis East is one, you're ranked third. Let's go beat the number one team, and how do you have that mindset, and what's the motivational factors now for you as a head coach to tell this team, looking forward to this matchup tomorrow?
Yeah, there's just so many ramifications right now in the track, right? It's where you land in the playoff seedings, and at the end of the day, it's just like the college football playoffs. Like, when you have matchups like this, the ramifications are huge, so it's a big deal. Even though, you know, it's not the end-all, be-all, the reality is where you're placed. If you beat the one seed, well, you're more than likely going to take over the one spot, and that's what you want. That's all that's why I tell our kids all the time, that's why you play football at Clovis High, because you're going to have those matchups week in and week out, the one versus the three, the two versus the four, or however it falls out, and you just got to prove it. And if you want to be ranked the number one team, you got to beat the number one team. It's pretty simple. And I've been through a lot of matchups like that where we felt like we were underranked, and good, you got to go prove it. And sometimes they prove themselves right, too. So it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. And, of course, the rest of the schedule doesn't get any easier. Central and then Clovis West to finish out the season. Talk about what the remaining schedule looks like for you guys in terms of just being able to impose your will and be able to get better and stay healthy into playoffs.
Yeah, I think that at the end of the day, this is all about building blocks. So, you know, we took a loss last week. And, again, you're not a loser until you don't learn from your loss. And so for us, it's all right. All these things that we did wrong, you know, as coaches as well, right? All these things we did wrong, can we learn from as quickly as possible so the next week we can show improvements in those specific areas? And then there's going to be stuff to learn from in the East game. No matter whether we win or lose, we got to improve. And then so you got to carry that on into Central. The thing about it is that you just don't have any option to relax, but that's the fun part about coaching and playing in the track. There's no relaxation happening. That you have to stay on top of your game. And if you digress, whether it be in your league or in the playoffs, you're going to get beat. And that's what you want. Man on man, every week you got to show up or you're getting beat. It's awesome.
You know, I'm one of those people, too, where even if you lose now, it's just regular season. I'm going to beat you when we get to the postseason. And that's what a lot of teams are proving now among all the sports that's going on with it. But what does it mean for you to be able to have the exposure for this game and to be able to have a chance to, you know, showcase what you've been able to do and showcase these kids that deserve every bit of it?
Yeah, yeah. And that's what you do. That's what it's for as a coach. You know, you build this program, and then all of a sudden it's getting showcased in front of everybody, and everybody wants to see the Cougs. And the same with Clovis East. I mean, when I got hired at Clovis, you know, Clovis East was darn near the bottom feeder for many years, and that staff's done a great job, and they're in the same position. Like, great, we get a chance to showcase our program to the best of the best in the Valley going at it, and that's what it's about, and I'm fired up for it, both sides of it. You know, I'm not a selfish human being. I think those guys have done a great job too, and I think they've got great players, and golly, I watched some of those kids on tape, and some of those kids like Ty Miller and Harold Duvall, and the backs that they have, they all deserve to be showcased.
You know, Ty Miller is someone that is very tough to try to prepare for in general, so how would someone try to prepare against a guy like that?
Yeah, so
don't give away too much.
No, we just, you know, at the end of the day, like, this is the bind that you get put in defensively. You can't double everybody, right? Because here's the thing. If you double one, you can't spy the quarterback. You spy the quarterback, you can't double the receiver, right? So they're just, you have to pick and choose your moments. And you have to do the film study properly to know exactly what they're trying to do in the specific situation and match it with the defensive call. And that's a challenge because they're running back also. I feel like in the past it was easier to me to prepare for this team because you didn't really have to prepare as hard for the run game. It was about taking away the pass and then forcing them to run the ball down your throat. Well, this year's different. They can run it, and they're very balanced. They're very balanced. They run it as equal as they throw it on first and second down. So, it just puts you in a bind. You just don't have the perfect call because they don't allow you to do that. And I'm going to be honest with you, like watching Ty Miller on tape, like I love the way that kid plays.
Yeah.
Like I get it. Like he's a rival and all that stuff. But there is no bigger fan other than this coming Friday night than me for that kid. That kid plays the game the right way. For crying out loud, I watch film against him against Grant. He scrambles. He's trying to jump over guys to get in the end zone on first down. Like, he sells out for his team, and they rally around that kid for sure.
You know, it is fun to watch that. And when I was in high school, we actually had a guy who now plays in the NFL, Andrew Beck. He's a fullback. And I think that's something that people don't think about is if you can just rally behind somebody, it's sure. A huge reason. And the kids have rallied behind you. What does that mean to you knowing that these guys are putting up the effort every single week for you and your staff?
Yeah, just, you know, we commit a lot of time to what we do. I think with the kids understand that we're not doing all this work to come up second best. It's life, right? Sometimes you come up short. It's like a job interview. Sometimes you show up to the interview, you're fully prepared, you're ready to go, and you don't get the job. So it's on to the next, and that's the mentality. And so we've got these kids bought into week in and week out. We need your best. We need the best version of yourself, and the best you is the best us. And I think the kids have bought completely into that. And, you know, and again, the fun part about it is the test is on Friday night, so we'll see.
Absolutely. Now, of course, besides being an athlete, we always talk about being a two-sport athlete. You know, how important is that for you, especially for these kids getting to the next level and the next part of their careers?
Yeah, one of my pet peeves right now is specialization in sports. Can't stand it. I think parents are crazy. You know, I watch baseball players, and I just watch them. They're throwing their arms dead in high school. I watch anytime a kid comes to me and says, "Coach, I'm just going to sit in the weight room and play football." It's not happening. It's not happening here at Close High. You're going to go run track. You're going to go play basketball. If you're a big guy, you're going to go wrestle. It's just what you're going to do, because the thing is that you do not want to be overdeveloped at this age. I had an opportunity to coach a young man at Josh Allen. He was not developed. He left development on the table, and by the time he got to JC, he started to develop, and at the end of the day, he developed more in college, right? Sometimes we develop our kids at Clove, and especially just in general, we develop them at full capacity in high school. Do we really want to do that to kids? No, the reality is look, take a break from football, go wrestle, okay? Don't commit to that full-time either. Then go play track, baseball, whatever it may be. And you're developing a kinesthetic awareness in which your body can do multiple things well, right? I was a three-sport athlete. You know, the best players I've ever coached, all NFL guys, were 3-4-sport athletes. And it has to be done because here's the thing. If I'm a college coach, which I have been, and I'm recruiting a DB, and I look at him, I say, that dude is a freaking baller, but where's his track time? If he was that good, then he would be the top runner in his district or within his state. Where's his track times? Okay, coach, he doesn't have track times. Well, then he must not be fast because he's not running track, right? And those are the things that kids have to understand, that everything's an evaluation of athleticism, not about how good your stats are in high school. Nobody could give a crap less, right? It's an evaluation on your attributes, your length, your height, your speed, and your athleticism and the potential you have to grow. And that's important that parents understand. Get your kids in as many things as they can. Get them good at just moving their body around and doing different things all the time.
You know, you're exactly right about that. I was a two-sport athlete, but I played 3-4. I was not someone that was going to be stagnant. I didn't want to be. I wanted to have the schedule, too, because not only that, these guys are also trying to work school, and school is not easy.
Sure.
It's getting harder and harder. So how do you keep the guys motivated academically as well?
Yeah, that's easy for us. We have a standard, and it's 3.0 or above. If you don't have a 3.0, you go to study table, and it's run by Coach Sean Murray, and Sean Murray's my associate head coach, and he does a great job. He's on campus, and basically what he does is he's got study table for varsity on Monday, Tuesdays the sophomores, Wednesdays the freshmen. And the standard is the standard of Clovisine. You don't meet the standard, this is what you have to do to get yourself out of study table. And what that helps us do, and we just had our semester grades. The program is at a 3.27 overall, which is fantastic. When I first took over, it was a massive debacle. And I'm just happy. It's not me. It's just me delegating to a man who has been prepared his whole life for this and enjoys helping kids, and Sean Murray, and just say, hey, these are the standards that I want set. And our kids, you know, to be honest with you, your high school kid, because we've all been there, like, hey, I don't want to sit here and study table. I kind of want to talk to my girlfriend or go hang out with my buddies. So I'm going to bust my tail to make sure I get that 3-0 that coach wants, and I'm going to get myself out. Because here's the thing. If those kids understand that a 3.0 overall GPA usually correlates to 2.5 core GPA that you need to be an NCAA qualifier, right? And so parents understand that, like, coach isn't doing this to be a jerk. I'm doing this because at the end of the day, if I happen to have a Division I caliber player, I want to make sure I'm actually getting him out to a Division I school because he's academically prepared. So academics are non-negotiable. It says student-athlete for a reason. I know some people don't always buy into the student part of that.
You are a student athlete first and foremost. I mean, it's the biggest thing. And I think that also comes with being an athlete as well, too. We're all about schedule and being able to have something ingrained into us.
For sure.
And so for me, I remember just going to school.
Yep.
And then going to practice or going to a game and then coming home and studying. And that's the life that I've lived throughout my time. And
sure.
I think people who then kind of go away from that,
right.
It affects what they want to do long term. But,
sure.
You know, it is something that's super exciting about it, too. Now, of course, we want everyone to celebrate and come watch. So how can fans come support you guys for this amazing matchup tomorrow?
Yeah, so La Monica Stadium, come on early. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a senior night. It's also going to be our pink out game, which is just awareness of cancer. Shout out to my mom. She just finished her cancer treatment. She's cancer free. So that's a big game for me to as well. And I know we have a couple kids in our program that have had family members that have cancer and or pass away and or are in recovery. So it's a big cause for that. Not only that, it's 1 versus 3. I mean, what else are you waiting for? Let's get out there and fill that stadium. It's been great. We have the best fans in the Valley, in my humble opinion. And, you know, they always show out for us and show out strong and just be as loud as you can and let's go to work.
Let me tell you this. If you're not there tomorrow, I don't know what you want more. I mean, to be honest, I don't know what you want more. You have to come support. It's a great matchup. It's also going to be on 1430 ESPN at 6:45 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for a kickoff. Come support. It's a pink out, as you said. Make sure you're celebrating. I love to hear that as well, too. Congratulations to her for going through that. But I can't thank you enough for coming down, Mr. Aaron Wilkins, the head football coach at Clovis High School. They have a big matchup. We are finishing up our hours as we have Broncos Saints right around the corner here on Behind the Bench. We're glad you could join us here at Fashion Furniture. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Make sure you follow us on the app, the 1430 ESPN app. We're the Central Valley leader in sports. I'm Stephen Rice, Behind the Bench. Enjoy the rest of the night. Broncos Saints right after this.